I didn't really have many pets growing up, but I did have an imaginary friend. I had Hugenhagen. He was a white man who would wear crew neck gray sweatshirts, and he lived in my garage.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Childhood Confessions Podcast. It's a podcast where I talk to people I like about the things that made them who they are today. Each episode, I'll bring on a different guest and explore their memories through childhood, play a few games, take a couple shots, and we'll read my second grade journal, dive deep into my issues. My guest today is blonde. She has a voice of an angel. Her name rhymes with Spanish Quishpa. Anastasia Schnushka, everybody.
Thank you. I'm excited.
All right, well, let's just start it off now.
Okay.
So who even are you?
That's a hard question to answer. Yeah. I'm not sure I know yet.
Okay. I think still figuring it out.
Yeah.
That's good. So yeah, just give us a little background. You are how many years old?
I am 29 years old. I turned 30 this year, though.
Oh, my God.
So that's pretty crazy. I am from Buffalo.
Yes.
I mean, I grew up here.
You have parents.
I do. Yes. I have a mom and a dad. I have three brothers.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I would say I had a pretty weird childhood. I wouldn't say it was, like, very traditional. My mom got pregnant with me when she was 21, so... she was pretty young.
Mm-hmm.
My dad was, I think at that point, like 29, when they had me. So he was a little bit older than her, but yeah, I feel like my parents were really big partiers. Like they were very much like, my mom was a singer in a band. My dad was just like in the front row. And I feel like that was like the lifestyle that
it's
I was
nice
born
lifestyle.
Into.
It's fun.
Yeah. I remember like my youngest memories, or earliest memories are my mom singing in a band,
yes.
Which was really fun.
Well, first off, you have a very unique name. Like where did that come from? Give us the lowdown.
I'm pretty sure the day that I was, birthed, my parents actually got pretty
like
wine
conceived
drunk
or like
no,
came
like,
out of
came out of my mom
mommy
plus yeah
plus.
Yeah they said that they listened to music and got pretty drunk mm-hmm. and then my mom went into labor and they were like Anastasia's a pretty cool name
yeah.
I guess they had heard that like
they were getting drunk why before you were
yeah my mom the story goes that my mom's doctor told her that she could have some wine
mm-hmm.
And because she was like past her due date. So they were like, yeah, drink some wine, chill out. The baby will come. So apparently that's how they did it in the 90s. Because that is not what they told me when I had a baby 2 years ago.
I mean, it sounds like the right way to do it.
Yeah, it sounds much more fun and much more relaxing.
Yeah, I'm sure she was just relaxed and you just slipped right out.
That's what I hear, actually. Yeah.
Sheesh, love that. All right, so I'm sorry I cut you off. Your mom's
no,
in a band.
Okay. Yeah. My mom's in a band. Yeah. Honestly, I feel like my parents would go pretty wild. We had my aunt and uncle had a summer home. And another one of my earliest memories is every year at the end of the summer, they would like mourn the summer and they would take this, they would build a casket, right? And they would put like summer memorabilia in it and they would all have matching t-shirts and we would carry the casket like, and I was like a kid,
like
right?
A dead person.
Like, yeah. They would build it out of wood, put stuff in it that, mm-hmm. like, reminded them of the summer. And, like, a big group of all their friends would carry it to the beach, light it on fire, and, like, put it in the water to, like, set sail. And I thought that this was, like, a completely normal practice. Like, I was like, everybody builds a coffin and throws it into Crystal Beach and, like, celebrates the end of the summer that way, but, like, mourns the summer.
Did you ever invite... like anybody to these things other than family? Like did you have any friends that like came to these things and were like
no.
What the fuck is happening? Or
no, I feel like I would go back to school and tell my friends and be like, yeah, right. Okay.
Yeah.
Like she's weird.
Put to rest memories.
But, yeah, like ask Lindsay and Carly.
Yeah.
I think they called it Eastside Weekend.
Okay.
This memory actually came to me today when I was thinking about like coming on here and talking about things from my childhood and I was like, man, that was pretty weird. Like that's a weird thing for a group of adults to do with their
kids. Very, very symbolic, but in a very literal,
yeah,
like,
and how did they not get in trouble for this?
Like, how did anybody like watch and was like, oh, that's a dead person in there.
Apparently, like, there was no security because they really lit this coffin on fire, and it probably looked like much worse things were going on, but nobody was in the coffin that I know of. I don't know.
Could have been.
Yeah.
Probably just admitted a crime.
I know. Maybe I'm like blowing everyone in, and everyone's they like thought they got away with it.
Crystal Beach to go find
if
their
you guys
loved
find
ones.
Dead bodies in Crystal Beach, it was not my family.
All right. So, mom's in a band. Did she ever like sing anything like specific to you? Did you have a song dedicated to you, or one that like you really liked that she sang? Or?
I remember really liking that one song. It's like she had the like itsy bitsy. What was it? Spider. The bikini?
Oh,
I was
yeah.
like, itsy, bitsy, teeny, weeny, yellow polka dot. Yeah! And I thought that was, like, the most scandalous song, and I really liked it.
It was.
Yeah.
It's a bikini.
Mm-hmm. I liked that one a lot.
Yeah.
I really liked Love Shack back in the day. That was a solid one.
B-52s?
I Will Survive? Yes. I don't know.
I think it's B-52s.
I should know.
So, you are a mother.
I am.
You're a mother. Mm-hmm. Would you say that you would want to bring Vera is her name, mm-hmm. Poppy to those that know her as a poppy seed back in the day. But would you say like you're gonna raise her differently in like a different way, or do you think like you had a good upbringing, or
what
would you change? What would you change?
Well, I think one of the things that really, and this is like, I feel like kind of depressing, mm-hmm. But I do think that one of the things that has resonated with me is how little money we had when I was little, mm-hmm. and I didn't really know what was going on at the time. But I knew it was, but I also didn't know that it was. But I remember like going to the grocery store and like my mom having to like actually physically put things back because she was like, oh, I didn't bring enough money to pay for them. And I was like, I feel like what a luxury it is that like I can go grocery shopping and buy Vera like a million snacks and not think twice.
Right. It's wild. It's like so weird buying like name brand things from Wegmans or something, because I was like going to the grocery store, like my mom always brought me, and it was like, oh, we're getting like Shasta from the dollar store, like the pop from the dollar store. It was like Shasta or something like mm-hmm. that. And it was like no things were like name brand.
We like,
was, like
never we never even had pop, like it was like not on the list of like things we were gonna mm-hmm. get. It was a lot of like ramen mm-hmm. and like I feel like my dad would like just kind of like take like the cheapest worst foods that you can buy in the market and would just like add a million spices to them and be like, this like he would make what was called like Sambalaya, which was like his take on jambalaya, and it was good, but it was definitely like just made out of like crap,
yeah, like
everything
like
we
rice
had,
rice and like hot dogs,
yeah,
seasonings,
yeah. But it's funny because when you're a kid, I was like, "Ooh, ramen
well,
again!"
That's the thing.
Like, I didn't care.
I didn't care at all. Like I ate like canned soup every day for lunch, and I was like bologna dunking in like mayonnaise. Mm-hmm. I was like,
"Oh, fried bologna!"
Oh yeah,
that is like definitely like comfort food for me. Yeah. That was a staple in our house growing up, and I really liked it. I still like it.
It's funny too because probably our parents were like, not embarrassed, but like not feeling great that like they couldn't afford like mm-hmm. the foods and like all the things that like they probably wanted to buy. And it's like now that we're able to do it, it's like it feels that much better. It's like, oh, you wouldn't think of going to Wegmans and buying like Windex or like Dawny like paper towels. Like it like feels like a little good every time you do it, because it's like we were getting like shit.
Yeah.
But like you didn't really notice it as a child because you're like, oh, this is fine. Like,
yeah. Even just like vacations. Like I feel like my family, we never went on a family vacation. Mm-hmm. Like we would go visit my mom. So my mom's from California. Mm-hmm. So my parents met in California and I was born there, but they moved to Buffalo like when I was really young. And we would go back to California to go visit my mom's family. And that was the only time we ever traveled. So I had never really been anywhere until like other than California to see my mom's family. But I think like how Vera has already been to like Florida, and she went to New Mexico to visit some family. And I'm like, wow, she's not like, you know, not even two and has traveled. And we've taken her to like lake weekends and stuff. And I feel like that's already very different than my childhood.
Mm. Is there anything that like any like nostalgic things that like you had like as a child, like any toys or anything that like you would want to like buy her, or like anything that you would ever like, I don't know, I'm trying to think, like any shows that you would like have her watch, like was there any shows back in the day that you used to watch that you're like, oh, I really want Vera to watch it. Like, was there like Blue's Clues or like?
I loved the big comfy couch. Oh, I remember having a Molly doll. Mm-hmm. Like that was definitely, and I like clung to that. But I've never thought about showing her. I almost wonder. I have this weird thing about watching TV shows and movies from the 90s. For some reason, it gives me like anxiety. I don't know why. I just wonder if it's like a part of like not having control during that period of my life. That now when I listen to it, I'm like, oh, like this feels makes really, me feel it just weird.
Brings you back to maybe a different like who knows if something was happening when that was on at one point, and you're just like, just deep down, like
I know.
Yeah,
but I think the main thing, like the good, like I don't know, the good positive things, I just always remember my mom singing and dancing. So I feel like I just sing to Vera all day long, and she seems to like it. I think I guess she does like to sing and dance. But I feel like that's like one of the things I remember the most about like my mom just always doing that. That's like nice. We were always singing, like going for walks and singing, and like walking around the house and singing. Like that was always a thing.
Well, I think that's the one thing like definitely like very positive that you got like out of your childhood. Because like you're very talented playing like piano. You have a beautiful voice. Like it's a very musical themed episode we have today. So we're
going to
play a music game later. It'll be fun. But
yeah, I think I have told other people, like, so my, I would say that when I think about my parents, I think that they are, I love them so much. I think that they're just not the, the typical people who have kids. Like, I think that if I like met them in a bar and I was like, oh, I would be friends with these people. Like they're really funny and fun to be with, but they are like not the responsibility type, if that makes sense, which has served me in many wonderful ways, but also like, I was like no sense of like responsibility for a while until, I was much older. Like, so I feel like most people will play like school and like stuff like that growing up. And, I played what I called sexy Sally's, which was when Kat can corroborate the story because she was right there with me. Kat grew up five houses down from me, and we met when she was six and I was eight, and we instead of playing like the traditional things, we were like, we're gonna own a bar, like, and then we're gonna like play pool and like dress slutty. And like I always wanted to have a baby. I knew I wanted to be a mom, so I was actually, my role was a slutty bartender, which is actually really funny because I did bartend like up until I was like 22 weeks pregnant. And I would put a basketball under my shirt and she would deliver my baby on the pool table at Sexy Sally's. And that was like the childhood like games that we would play.
Well, I mean, that's how you delivered Vera on top of the pool table. So it really very foreshadowing
on the deck in front of you.
It was a great moment.
It all started in front of you. Actually, we made eye contact when Vera made her first moves to come into this world. If I remember correctly, you turned like white as a ghost, and then I thought you were gonna faint, and then you didn't.
The blood really, it was a scene.
It wasn't normal. Yeah, all I remember is being in this like state of like, oh my fucking god, and then looking at you and you looking just ill, and you being like, is that supposed to happen? And I was like, absolutely not. And it was very scary.
Yeah, and then Mac, the Frank, the dog, licking the blood off of the chair after.
Yeah,
just the cherry on top of the cake
of the experience. Yeah,
so. That's
good
cool.
Times.
Yeah, great time.
She really, like, Vera, she came in with a bang, you know? She she wanted to make it as dramatic as possible. And she's continued to be that dramatic since she was born.
All right, so we're going to go to our next... next main segment of the podcast, where I'm going to read you a confession, a childhood confession from somebody on Reddit. And then afterwards, I'm going to ask you to tell me about a childhood confession that you had in your experience. So, so this is just kind of gearing you up to it, just to feel a little bit more comfortable, because this might make you feel less weird about your confession. Maybe, maybe not, though. So I found this one very funny, so... because it just reminds me of something that I probably would do as well. So on Reddit, the Reddit user's name is 1.21 gigawatts.
Okay.
I don't know what that means. Okay. All right, so 1.21 gigawatts says, I had a guinea pig named Victor when I was a kid. I named him after the weird kid who was a grade above me at my school. He ate chalk. I used to name all my pets after the weird kids at school. I have no idea why I did that. I even had a goldfish named Stephanie, which I named after this girl who threw up on my teacher. So I feel like I could relate to that.
Yeah.
I think did you ever have pets? Do you have names for them?
I didn't really have many pets growing up, but I did have an imaginary friend.
Well, you had Silly Sallys or
Sexy Sallys.
Sexy
yeah.
Sallys, so.
I had Hugenhagen, which my family still brings up to this day because they're like, why did you name him that? And I have absolutely no idea where that came from. I can't even give you like an inkling of like what my train of thought was when I named him Hugenhagen. But I know that he was a white man who would wear crew neck gray sweatshirts, and he lived in my garage or my like shed in the backyard, and he would ride the lawnmower at night, and that is pretty much what I remember. And my Aunt Carrie, who you know very well, she would say that, like, I was really serious about Hugenhagen, and I would, like, say, like, you have to save a spot for him at the dinner table. And if I didn't, I'd like, freak out. And I'd be like, you guys are so rude. Like, Hugenhagen's here. Like, he has to eat dinner with us. And I don't know what that says about me. I don't see Hugenhagen anymore.
That was my next question. I was like, have you seen him in a little bit?
No, but what's weird is I feel like I can picture him. Yeah. Like, I feel like I know what he looks like. And I remember, like, going in the garage and being like, Hugenhagen's there.
What if this was like a real person?
So as an adult, I feel like a few years ago, like somebody brought up Hugenhagen and they were like, I don't know, making fun of me about it. And I was like, you know what, guys, it would be pretty fucked up if like we found out that like a random man was living in the shed and he wasn't imaginary and his name was Hugenhagen.
I want to meet him. I would want to meet that man. Mm-hmm. That'd be wild though.
I know.
Like a Lifetime original movie.
Yeah.
Shit.
He was in the coffin.
They actually found him. Brought him to Crystal Lake.
Yeah.
Cool. All right. Well, that was 1.21 carats gigawatts. I'm sorry. Fuck. What kind of name is it? That was his childhood confession.
Oh, okay.
So I feel like you can probably top that. So let's hear your childhood confession.
So I guess the biggest thing that comes to mind is do you guys remember that song Jizz in My Pants? So my entire childhood I had thought that like anything inserts like into the vagina, pregnant. Like I didn't know about jizz, cum. I didn't know about any of it. Which is a failure on my mother's part, and maybe health class in like fifth grade. Like somebody should have told me about
that.
You're
a nurse practitioner now.
So now I know about it.
I will never forget on the couch when you lived with me, us learning about the vagina.
That's true.
The parts of the vagina.
How to do it. You know exactly how to perform a pap smear from me living with you during
Open
that
up.
Time.
Here we go.
All I remember is you looking at the screen while it's like they're like showing you how to insert the speculum, and you just started screaming like just like.
It was so, yeah, like you crank, right?
You
have to like crank it open.
Mm-hmm.
Wild.
Yeah, you got to take a look at
the
cervix.
Like if men had to get a pap smear,
they just wouldn't.
Probably.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, so it's interesting that like now I feel pretty well versed in women's health. Mm-hmm. But back then I had thought that like any old thing could like get in there, make me pregnant, and then I'd get in big trouble. So I.
Like what kind? Like what?
So I had a specific fear of like brooms. I was like, what if I fall down the stairs and a broom goes up my vagina and I'm pregnant at 8 years old? Like what if that happens? I never like openly expressed that fear because like I didn't want anybody to know I was thinking about it. But
honestly, that is not an irrational fear.
I just knew like I feel like I remember everybody saying like penis and vagina. Mm. Pregnant.
Like people would say like you could get pregnant off like a toilet seat, like if somebody like,
or hot tubs and shit.
Yeah.
But so, like, that didn't make sense to me at the time because again I thought penetration had to happen.
Okay, so you thought something actually did have to go inside.
Yeah. So I remember like my mom telling me like you like, you know, you find a man, you love him, and then like penis goes into vagina, pregnant. But you don't do it until you want a baby. Mm-hmm. So I had thought that like again, like it, like went in there and like hit, like your cervix was like a button or something, like
just
it like activate,
instant,
yeah,
pregnant.
Exactly. Like, oh my God, how are so many people not getting like pregnant accidentally if they like accidentally like stick something up there too far or like, yeah, fall in a broom?
Like,
I know. So I never put any fingers in there. Absolutely not. Like, I would have been pregnant.
No masturbation for this little girl.
No. So it wasn't until probably like, yeah, I guess like a maybe 12. What song? What did we find out what year that song came out? How old was I?
That was 2000, like, 5? No, that's like 2008.
Whatever year that song came out.
Nine.
Okay, so that means I was a freshman in high school when I found out that jizz existed. I had no idea.
8th grade health class really failed you.
They did. Maybe I wasn't paying attention. I don't know. Clearly. Because all I'm saying is like, so this song comes on, right? And it's all the rave. All my friends are singing it. And I'm like, what the fuck is jizz? Like, I have no idea. And then my friend's like, you know, come. And I was like, what? When? Come where? Like, what come are we again? Doing? Yeah, I had no idea. And then it's funny too, because like I think at that point, like, no, I don't think I had a boyfriend yet. I think so. I had my first
thank
kiss.
God.
Yeah, and like, good.
He's gonna try to finger you, and you're like, and no, like, I'm gonna get pregnant.
Yeah. I think I had my first kiss like the summer before my freshman year of high school. So,
David's dying.
Yeah, no, well, somebody should have told me. So anyway, that song, thankfully, came out, and then I learned about, because I was like, what does that mean? What's he doing in his pants? I had no idea, and then, yeah, everybody did have to tell me at that point that men ejaculate, because I had no idea. Because, like, I wasn't doing that. Like, I didn't know what was going on. yeah, thank
so
God.
Innocent.
You know what, to this day, maybe I wouldn't know.
If it wasn't for Lonely song. Island and jizz in my pants.
Yeah, yeah.
Wow, well, that was a good one.
Thank
that
you.
Do you feel lighter? Feel better?
You know,
letting that out?
I kind of do.
Yeah.
Yeah, I do.
That's good.
Yeah. Nice. Well, now I know.
Now
I had a baby. So.
Cheers.
Yeah.
Butterfly in the sky, I can go twice as high, take a look, it's in a book.
So like I said, this is gonna be like kind of like our musical episode.
No.
Just because you're such a beautiful singer. And so we are gonna play a game, and it's gonna be like 90s 2000s songs, but we're only gonna play you 1 second of the song.
Okay.
And you're going to guess what it is. And I think you're going to be really good at it. Like, I feel like most of them are pretty easy, but
okay.
There might be a couple stumpers. So hopefully Dave can play it right for us.
I feel like you have a lot of faith in me. And now
I feel like maybe I do.
We'll see.
It's easy.
Okay.
It's easy. All right. Whenever you're ready, Dave.
Oh, no.
Again? What do you think it
like,
goes next? Like,
okay.
All right,
can I have a little more? Can I have like,
all right,
slightly
have like
more?
2 seconds.
I don't think I know.
Okay, I will give you a hint.
I'm so embarrassed.
It's okay. It's fine.
Okay, give me
we're
a
all friends here. It might not be like, I know you're a little bit younger than us, so maybe it wasn't like a huge, I don't know.
Wait.
Well, I'm 31, you're 29. I mean, two,
well, that's true.
30 years.
Okay.
That's what the first episode we know. I'm not very good with math.
Oh,
so.
Yeah. When you said that 9/11 happened in like 2004 or something. I listened to that because I am the same age as John Mayer. We both were born in 1994. Yeah. And he was like, I was in second grade. And I was like, yeah, me too. Because we were both born in 1994. And Mikey was like, I don't think so. And I was like, Mikey.
I'm happy I finally got there though, but
yeah, you did.
Felt like I couldn't cut it out because I'm not trying to make myself look good. So you know it's a girl.
Yes. I don't know. I really don't.
All right. Let me give you one more hint. It's
okay.
Three girls.
Is it the Spice Girls?
Four girls.
The Spice Girls?
No.
The Spice Four girls? Girls? I don't know. You're saying girls?
Right,
girl group in the 90s?
That's true. There's a couple.
I don't know.
Right,
what is
fine.
It?
Bugaboo.
Oh. This is a good one. I feel like Pussycat Dolls were more my like.
Okay.
I don't know.
Era.
I don't know.
Destiny's Child was it? I guess.
No, I mean kind of. They were probably. I don't know.
All right. Next, please.
That one's on me. Oh.
Okay, this one's later. You should know this one.
What is wrong with me right now? I feel like I do know that.
Well, you know who it is.
Okay, Christina Aguilera.
Christina Milian.
Oh, Milian?
Yes.
Oh. No, I don't know. Guys, you're going to have to cut out this whole segment. Oh my God, no, so bad. Oh, I don't know who that is. I literally have no idea who that is.
You know Christina Milian. Did she sing the Impossible song?
This was not a song I like. Like, this is not an iconic song that I remember. Do you not know this?
Damn. All right.
I don't think I've ever heard this song before.
What?
I swear. What? I don't know. Yeah.
Wild. All right. Next, please. I'm learning so much about you.
I know. I feel really bad.
Don't feel bad. All right.
Okay. This is a song I know.
You have to.
Yeah.
Because if you don't, we're ending the podcast.
But I do think that I need to hear more. Wait. Maybe like just like one more beat.
Yeah.
Now I'm more unsure. Oh, no. Chasing Waterfalls?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, thank God. Oh, God.
Waterfalls by TLC.
Okay.
Beautiful song. Oh. Man.
I'm sweating.
Same. All right, we'll give it to you.
Okay. One out of three. This is Mambo number 5.
Thank God. It's like, bitch, you fucking listen to this nonstop.
By Lou Bega.
You have a song to this, don't you? Or a dance to this? Or is it not?
No, I just rage every time it comes on. I can't help myself. It's such a good
one. Bega.
Yeah.
So understated. Mm-hmm. Underappreciated.
I would pay like $1 million to like get Lou Bega to sing the song with my name in it.
Yeah.
If you want to give me anything for my 30th birthday.
Yeah. You got that one quick. Thank God.
Yeah. Oh, that's all I needed. I needed just the applause. Anytime I hear an applause, I'm like, ladies and gentlemen, this is Mambo number 5.
All right, next, please.
Ooh, yeah, I know that one.
Uh-huh.
Return of the Mac?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Wow. Okay. Hey. I don't know who sings it, though.
Mark Morrison.
Okay. Oh, I would have never gotten that. Next, please.
There's no jizz in my pants, but... Ooh, I'm just a girl. That's Gwen Stefani, is no doubt.
Yes.
Okay.
Loving the chorus.
I wanted to be Gwen Stefani when I was a kid. I thought she was, like, the coolest person ever. I still want to be her.
I don't know the words.
Oh! Could you leave that in?
Excuse me.
All right, this is a good one. Ooh. I don't know. Oh, all around the world. Who knows how much I love you? Oh, I do know. Something like that is that what he says?
That she's crumbled for me.
Kurt fucking loves this band, which is so funny because you wouldn't think that he would. He's gonna be so disappointed in me. They sing that other song too. Okay, I Just Wanna Fly. Fly. Okay. Yep. It's by the same people that sing Island in the Sun, right?
No.
No, okay, never mind. Forget I said anything. It is...
All right, they're in the Scooby-Doo movie. The live-action Scooby-Doo. They sing the song, and they sing...
I thought this was Weezer for a second. Yeah, I totally did. Weezer. It's not. Okay.
Not salt, but...
I mean, when you say that, I want to say pepper, but it's not that.
That's smart. Also white.
Salt, but,
Looks like cocaine.
Sand... Snow.
No.
Oh, God.
Cocaine. It looks like cocaine.
Mm-hmm. Powder.
What? You put it in coffee.
Creamer.
Sugar Ray.
Yes. Oh, my God. Sugar Ray. I never would have gotten that in a million years. I just. I do really like that song, though. Canceled. I feel like maybe I do know songs, but I don't know who they're by.
Or the names.
Or the names. You're right. What was that one song by Nickelback? Photograph. That was actually Max's favorite song.
Aw.
You know how it says, like, it's time to say it goodbye?
Yeah.
He thought it was called Doggy Save It. And he was like, Doggy Save It, Doggy Save It, goodbye. And he would be like, play Doggy Save It. And he would make us try to play it. But at the time, like, there were no iPods or anything. So we'd be like, Max, you have to wait for it to come on the radio. Right. Like, you're going to have to wait.
Mm. We used to have to, remember having, I don't know, this might be before your 2 years.
Oh, I'm so much younger than you.
Yeah. We would wait for songs to come on the radio, and then we would put it in the cassette, and we would have to put the 2 buttons down to record, and you would have it on a cassette tape. So, like, if you did want to listen to it, you would have it recorded from the radio on the cassette tape.
I didn't have that capability. No.
This is wild.
Yeah. That's really cool, though. Yeah. I did have one of those when I got my first car when I was 16. It was a 1994 Dodge Intrepid, and it had a cassette tape in it.
Uh-huh.
And I bought one of those, like, cassette tape aux cords where, like, the cassette goes in and it's attached to an aux cord, and you, like, plug that into your phone. And I thought it was, like, really cool.
What year was that? It was your car.
It was my car. Okay. So had to have been, like, 2010.
Gotcha.
2011.
Yeah.
What was your first car?
My first car was a 1997 black Grand Am.
Ooh.
Same as Sirius Black.
That's what you, mine was. Nancy.
Nancy.
Yeah. Yours sounds that. Sirius Black sounds way Sirius cooler. All right, what was your favorite
people
song?
Like in high school, I specifically just remember waiting for Barbie Girl to come on the radio. I remember calling 98 PXY.
And requesting it. Oh my God. Do you remember when we had to do that? Yeah. It was just like now, like when you're at like a really busy club and you're like, I really want to hear Mambo Number 5, for example, and you have to like wait all night. I feel like that was the radio back then. Like
we literally would call in, you can like they would talk about like the call and it was like, oh, this was called in by blah, and then I'd play and you would go fucking ape shit because
you waited all day for that. Yeah. And like everyone was hearing it on the radio, so you felt like I just remember
going like jumping up and down with everybody like, oh, they're playing it, even though it probably played like every hour.
Probably.
It was like an insanely popular song. All right,
I'm trying to think of other things that were like that brought that excitement on like back then. Like that was completely different. I think about like showing up at friends' houses unannounced. Like I feel like now that would be considered like completely psychotic. Rude. Because obviously now we have cell phones, we can just be like, can I come over? But I remember like Kat like specifically like knocking on my door every day and being like, can Anastasia play?
Right.
Like, you remember doing that? And like, that was just like the norm.
I remember having to call like the person's or their landline, home phone. Be like, hi, like, is like Danny there?
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
Oh, that's so funny. Yes.
All right. Let us get to our last segment.
Okay.
And this is my favorite segment, I would have to say, because I'm going to have you read my journal entries from the year 2000 and 2001. So just to preface it again, this is my journal that I had to write in second grade. And it was during school time, but I had to write about either like school or things going on in my life. And all the sentences end with a number because I had to like number my sentences. So you don't have to read that part. But if you want to read us the date and then the journal entry, and we can discuss after. And okay. I know, once again, my handwriting, the legibility
I think it's pretty good.
Okay. All right. Yeah. So I'm gonna let you read it.
All right. This is from March 9th, 2000. Mm. This week.
How old were you?
2000. I was six. Right? Okay. Yeah. Oh, no. In March. Yeah. March, I would have been six.
Okay.
And so you were eight?
I was eight. Yes. Okay.
This week, I'm going to have a busy weekend. Today, I have to go to my grandma's and grandpa's. I'm going to sleep. I'm going to sleep over their house. Then, I have to go to my other grandpa's. That's the one with the scruffy. The scruffy is very big.
He's the dog. He's also like a Shih Tzu, so he was not big, but I thought he was. I was so scared.
I thought you were talking about like grandpa's beard or something.
Oh no, it's a dog.
Oh,
scruffy.
He is even wilder too. That makes more sense. Yeah. When he jumps on me, he almost taller than me. If he gets even taller, he will touch my face. I would not like that. My other grandma and grandpa live in Gates. I like all my grandparents. They are all nice. It's nice. Mm-hmm. Oh. My mom and dad are nice. That's also nice. Steph is kind of nice.
My sister.
Poor Steph. I think Steph is nice. Was she not nice in the 2000s?
Probably not.
Shelby is nice. She is my cat. Bubbles is nice. He is my fish. He died. He lived 2 years. That's a long time spelt with two L's in a long. I don't like when people or fish die. It is very sad. It's going to be sad when my mom dies. Oh, my fucking God.
End of turtle.
Yep. That was it. That's where you ended.
I mean, we can elaborate a little bit. Let's talk about it.
Yeah.
So, your first thoughts. Like, what do you think I was like as a child? Just based off of that journal entry.
I feel like that's like pretty classic. Like I feel like kids are really intrigued by death. Mm-hmm. I feel like that's got to be the craziest thing that they like have to deal with, because I feel like other really hard things in life, like generally your parents will like kind of, I don't know, navigate you through it or like make lies about it, right, so you don't have to deal with it.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas I feel like death, they just have to be like, this person's gone, like they're done.
like my fish bubbles.
Yeah,
that's probably my first death. Had to have been my first death that I That's dealt really with sad. At this point. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, poor Bubbles.
Yeah, poor Bubbles. Can you imagine if I was sad about Bubbles?
You'd be pretty sad about your mom. Poor mother. Yeah. No wonder you were coping with that. You were just like thinking worst case scenario, because I feel like for kids, like your mom is like everything.
Exactly. It's dealing with a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did your mom have a mini themed bathroom at that time too? I've always wondered that.
No.
So that's like a new thing.
It's a recent.
Okay.
Kind of recent thing.
That's cool.
Yeah. I don't know if she was ever that obsessed with Disney.
Do you guys get to go to Disney as a kid?
We went twice. In 2001, and then again with like not my dad, it was like my mom, my aunt, and then my cousin, and then my sister and myself.
Okay.
And then after that it was like adulthood.
But were then you old when you went that last time?
No, I was probably like 12, like 11 or 12. Okay. But I guess my mom secretly loved it. Like, I don't,
and you didn't know?
I had no idea. Growing up? Like, wow. Really, but now, like, she goes, like, 3 times a year.
But with and who?
With her boyfriend, Steve.
Oh, wow.
With her significant other, Steve.
They don't invite you?
They invited me once this year for her birthday, and I couldn't go, but my sister went. So
that's nice.
But, yeah. She. Well,
I'm glad your mom's still alive.
I'm glad, and I'm glad she's still going to Disney. I like your mom a lot. Yeah, she's a nice lady. Mm-hmm. But... yeah, that was my journal entry from 2000.
Yeah, how many? So, is this the only existing journal?
There's another one.
Okay.
But this one's, like, got some good ones in it. So.
I actually, yeah, I have, I know that I have some, like, really old journals that every time I read, I, like, want to just die.
Yeah.
I have one that's, like, that I wrote. It's, like, a songbook that I wrote, like, after my very first breakup, and I duct taped it shut. And then I like cut it open again, so it looks like really edgy and like that. Yeah, and all the songs are so bad. I think that
you're gonna have to send one in.
Yeah, like I think the album was called My Lopsided Life. Which, what does that mean? Yeah, that probably was.
Lopsided, that was probably life.
Yeah, that's probably a sign that my parents put it, like, should have put me in therapy like a long time ago. Like, I was like, life's already hard.
That's amazing.
Lopsided.
Shit. Well, that's good.
I feel like your journal entry is nice, though. You thank like you. Your grandparents are nice.
Yeah, that's a good one.
You love your mom enough to not want her to die.
As you hear more, there's just a lot going on in my mind. So a lot of like very crises, like,
oh yeah,
just in my mind.
That one was pretty chill, then.
Yeah, that one was pretty chill. Yeah. I just really liked the last sentence, so that's why I picked this one. I was going to pick a musical one because this is a musical episode, but
okay.
There wasn't any, like, great piano ones. Like, I have journal entries where, like, I go to piano, but, like, there wasn't any, like, really...
That's nice.
And I also didn't read all of them, so I don't know. Yeah. That might be a good one that we find later on in the day. Yeah.
I'm excited to hear.
Yes.
I'll tune in.
Absolutely. All right, well, that was our last segment of the show. Anastasia, anything you want to promote? Do you want to give us your socials?
Oh,
so we can follow you on the Instagram?
I don't even know if I know what, like, my Instagram handle is. I feel like it's, you know what, I think it's Annie. Anastasia Snushk, because I think that, like, the A couldn't fit.
Mm.
I think that's right.
All right, well, this has been a wonderful episode. I forgot to say this on John's episode, but since you made it on the podcast... you're going to be able to bring home a little prize.
Ooh.
And it's any of these little trolls on the shelf. So we got we got blue, we got red, we got multicolor, orange, yellow.
It's that's what I look like when I blow dry my hair.
Yeah, it is kind of.
I'm excited. I'll definitely take one. I'll give it to Vera when I get when she wakes up tomorrow morning.
Yes, perfect.
She's going to be like,
what the fuck
yeah.
Is
this? Yeah. Like, baby.
She's gonna eat it.
Creepy baby.
Creepy.
Thank you. Well, thank you for having me.
Oh, fun.
I had so much fun.
Yes.
Yeah.
All right. Well, guys, if you're listening, please go follow the Childhood Confessions Instagram at Childhood Confessions Pod. And I would love for you guys to, like, send in some anonymous childhood confessions. I'm sure most of you are probably going to come on the pod, but if you have something that you is like naughty,
maybe or they
like
you don't know about jizz either.
Yeah. All right, so it's been another episode of the Childhood Confessions Podcast. Thank you for your time, Anastasia.
Absolutely.
Shnushka. Hopefully a broom doesn't end up inside of you later
and get me pregnant.
Have a wonderful night, everyone.
Thank you.
Thanks
for having me.
Goodbye.